Good evening and welcome to the Saturday edition of Market Mantra, in which we give you a complete update on the economic news of the day. Today we'll also be taking calls from you, our listeners, and any queries that you may have on business, economic and stock market matters, but do remember that we don't address stock or company-specific queries. The numbers to call us on are 2342-1050 and 2331-4444. Once again, 2342-1050 and 2331-4444. And those of you who would be calling us from outside Delhi, please prefix 011. My name is Rajesh Lake, and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Harsh Ranjan.
Namaskar, hazir hai Market Mantra ke ek aur taza ank ke saath. Is karyakram mein desh videsh ki aarthik khabron ka jaiza lete hain, saath hi nazar dalte hain pramukh antarrashtriya share bazaron ke chadhte utarte graph par, baat karte hain Bombay Stock Exchange aur National Stock Exchange ki bhi. Aur doston, aaj shanivar hai. Aaj ka din, jaisa ki aap jante hain, shrotaon ke liye hota hai. Aap chahe to arth jagat se sambandhit, share market se sambandhit, desh ki economy se sambandhit koi bhi sawal humse pooch sakte hain. Do telephone lines humne aapke liye khole hue hain. Numbers hain 2342-1050 और 2331-4444, दोनों नंबर दिल्ली के. 011 एसटीडी कोड के साथ नंबर डायल करें, अपने सवाल पूछें, क्योंकि आपके सवालों का जवाब देने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में उपलब्ध हैं फाइनेंशियल एक्सपर्ट यामिनी अग्रवाल. यामिनी, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत मार्केट मंत्रा में.
वार्म वेलकम यामिनी.
एंड नाउ लेट्स बिगिन टुडेज एडिशन विद द हेडलाइंस इन इंग्लिश.
मालदीव्स फॉरेन मिनिस्टर थैंक्स इंडिया फॉर अप्रूविंग हाईएस्ट एवर एक्सपोर्ट कोटा for essential commodities to the country. In the US markets, stocks finished higher on Friday following a strong jobs report. And in global crude oil market, crude oil prices mark a significant rise in the last few days amid simmering tensions in West Asia, concerns over tightening supply, and expectations on demand and growth.
मालदीव के विदेश मंत्री ने भारत द्वारा जरूरी वस्तुओं के निर्यात कोटा मात्रा बढ़ाए जाने पर भारत को धन्यवाद दिया है. अमेरिका में रोजगार संबंधी बेहतरीन आंकड़ों के बाद अमेरिकी शेयर बाजारों में मजबूती और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय तेल की कीमतों में पश्चिम एशिया तनाव को देखते हुए पिछले कुछ दिनों में लगातार बढ़ोतरी.
As India approved highest ever export quota for essential commodities to Maldives under a bilateral mechanism, Foreign Affairs Minister Musa Zamir thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar for the move. Taking to social media platform X, he said that this is a gesture which signifies the long-standing friendship and the strong commitment to further expand bilateral trade and commerce between the two countries. The approved quantities are said to be highest ever since 1981 when the mechanism was put in place. Yamini, this is a very important factor given the circumstances that the two countries went through in the past 1 year or so, and India in its neighborhood first policy has shown that they are committed to support human-centric development in Maldives.
When we actually look at the particular increase in the quota, we will find that, yes, it does have approach which is primarily human-centric and people-centric, because it is with respect to the essential commodities that are being exported to Maldives. And when we also say that there has been a public spat and there has been tensions between the two countries, despite those tensions and the other aspects that had taken place, India has offered a helping hand to its neighboring partner to take care of the different aspects that are there. One also needs to see it strategically in terms of how India places itself with its neighbors, specifically looking at the different aspects that bring about the political dimensions in which India stands today.
बिल्कुल, और पूरे दुनिया में यमिनी जो भारत की पहचान है वो इसी वजह से है कि जब मदद करने की बात आती है और खासतौर पर जो हमारे पड़ोसी देश हैं उनकी मदद करने की बात जब आती है तो भारत अपने रिश्तों को सबसे ज्यादा अहमियत देता है, वहां की जनता को देखता है। और आपने देखा कि किस तरीके से मालदीव के लिए तमाम जो आवश्यक चीजें हैं, वैसे तो उनके निर्यात पर पाबंदी है, लेकिन इसके बावजूद भारत ने न सिर्फ वहां निर्यात जारी रखा है इन पाबंदी वाले वस्तुओं का, बल्कि 1981 के बाद ये मालदीव के साथ जो ये मैकेनिज्म डेवलप हुआ था अब तक का सबसे बड़ा कोटा जारी किया है, जिसमें प्याज है, जिसमें चावल है, जिसमें चीनी है और रोजमर्रे के इस्तेमाल और खाद्य पदार्थ की एक लंबी फेहरिस्त है। तो ये भारत का कदम और इसी वजह से भारत की पूरी दुनिया में एक अलग पहचान भाईचारा और मित्रता के लिए। रायगढ़ से आज के पहले कॉलर कुश हमारे साथ जुड़े हुए हैं। कुश, बहुत बहुत स्वागत आपका।
जी गुड इवनिंग सर, यामिनी मैम को मेरा नमस्कार।
जी नमस्कार।
जी मैम, मेरा पहला क्वेश्चन ये था कि अगर पेट्रोलियम के दाम अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मार्केट में बढ़ते हैं तो इसका शेयर पे क्या असर पड़ेगा, पॉजिटिव होगा या निगेटिव होगा? और दूसरा सवाल मेरा ये है मैम कि MSP से किसानों को फायदा तो होता है, क्या इसके कुछ नुकसान भी हैं क्या?
जी देखिए, जहां तक पेट्रोलियम की बात है, अगर आपने देखा हो तो क्रूड ऑयल की प्राइसेस 91 या 90 डॉलर पर बैरल हो गई है और उसके चलते जो हम इम्पोर्ट करते हैं क्रूड ऑयल, जिसमें 80% हम इम्पोर्ट करते हैं, वो एक बेसिक रॉ मटेरियल होता है सारी इंडस्ट्रीज के लिए। अगर आप कोई भी चीज इस्तेमाल कर रहे हैं या ट्रांसपोर्ट कर रहे हैं उसके लिए इस्तेमाल होता है। जैसे ही इसकी प्राइस बढ़ती है वो बेसिक रॉ मटेरियल की कॉस्ट बढ़ती है और ओवरऑल कॉस्ट बढ़ती है किसी भी चीज के प्रोडक्शन की, जिसकी वजह से महंगाई का स्तर बढ़ जाता है। इसमें एक जो रोल और प्ले करता है वो आपका रूपी एक्सचेंज रेट होता है, जिसके ऊपर आप जो क्रूड ऑयल है उसको इम्पोर्ट करते हैं, अगर वो भी गिरता है तो जो इन्फ्लेशन रेट है वो कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ जाता है। जहां तक शेयर मार्केट की बात है, अगर कॉस्ट बढ़ती हैं और प्रॉफिट्स कम होते हैं कंपनीज के, उसके साथ ही इस पे असर पड़ेगा। और अगर मैक्रो इकोनॉमिकली इन्फ्लेशन एक काफी मुश्किल चैलेंज रहता है आगे आने वाली स्थिति में, तब भी ये शेयर मार्केट्स को गिरा सकता है। पर यह निर्भर करता है कि क्या इन्फ्लेशन की या महंगाई को रोकने की या उसे जो है बैलेंस करने की क्या व्यवस्था या पॉलिसीज ऑर्गेनाइज की जाती हैं। जहां तक MSP का सवाल है, ये फार्मर्स के लिए एक बहुत इम्पॉर्टेंट चीज होती है, खासतौर पे जब आप कहते हैं कि जो फार्मर है या जो कृषि वर्ग है वो अपना उत्पादन एक मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस पे सरकार को बेच सकता है अगर उसे मार्केट में उसका दाम नहीं मिले, और जिसकी वजह से वो जो लागत लगाता है जिसके ऊपर वो अपना सामान बनाता है या वेजिटेबल्स ले लें, फ्रूट्स ले लें या कोई भी चीज बनाता है, वो बेच पाता है, एक उसे पता है कि एक गारंटी है या एक जगह है जहां पे वो बेच सकता है। जब MSP नहीं होती या उसे नहीं दिया जाता, तब मार्केट्स में क्योंकि सप्लाईज होती हैं और लॉजिस्टिक्स के बड़े फर्क पड़ते हैं और फार्मर्स उन्हें जगह जगह पे नहीं पहुंचा पाते, उन्हें वो दाम नहीं मिलते जो उन्हें मिलने चाहिए, जिसकी वजह से काफी हद तक जो फार्मिंग कम्युनिटी है या जो फार्मर्स हैं उन्हें काफी हद तक नुकसान होता है। अगर आपने कभी सुना होगा तो बहुत सारे फार्मर्स कभी कभार आलू की फसल या प्याज की फसल सरप्लस में उगाते हैं और वो एकदम से सड़कों पे डाल देते हैं क्योंकि उन्हें उसकी लागत का भी पैसा नहीं मिलता। ऐसे ही बड़े फार्मर्स शुगर केन बेचते हैं और उन्हें उसका मुआवजा नहीं मिलता, तो बहुत सारे फार्मर्स को जो वो लागत लगाते हैं वो पैसा नहीं मिलता, और जब वो MSP पे बेच पाते हैं तो उन्हें एक आश्वासन होता है कि ये पैसा तो हमें मिल जाएगा अगर वो उस पे बेच पाए तो।
यामिनी, गोइंग बैक टू व्हाट हैपेंड यस्टरडे, द RBI हैज केप्ट द रेपो रेट अनचेंज्ड फॉर द 7th टाइम। in a row. And the governor has said that the CPI should align itself to the target on a durable basis. Until that is achieved, our task remains unfinished. So that means we will continue with the rates going as is.
The RBI has maintained the same stance which it maintained previously to ensure that it continuously still accommodates the economic growth that continues. Also, it does not want to add on to any of the inflation pressures which are building on because of the geopolitical risk or the global supply chain risks which are building on. Also, because of the increase in the crude oil prices, which adds on a further pressure on the a particular country. Also, a new risk which is there is in terms of the high temperatures which is there, which can cause the food inflation to actually rise, which can add on to the overall inflation in the market. So, given the global supply chain factors, geopolitical risk, as well as food inflation factors, these are likely to have a serious challenge in terms of inflation targeting for the RBI. So RBI still is maintaining a balance between economic growth and inflation to ensure that the necessary credit is available to the market for economic growth, but at the same time, inflation remains under control.
So we will talk about inflation as we go along. In the meantime, we are joined in by Atanu Shah from Kolkata. A warm welcome, Atanu. Hello.
Aapki awaaz, Atanu, nahi aa rahi hai. Thoda sa disturbance hai.
Atanu, we request that you call us back again and we will take your call. So, Yamini, we were talking about inflation. How much of a threat is it? You mentioned about the rising temperatures, and the Met Department has warned us of this. So, how much worrisome is inflation as we move along?
Quite a bit of a challenge, because if you globally speak about the different aspects, inflation has, again come into picture with the increase in the crude oil prices. Though there is some relief as some markets have picked up, whether it is with respect to the U.S. job data or the economic recoveries in China. Also, when you talk about overall markets, the geopolitical risks are still, there. But then there seems to be some closure that appears to come, at least in the Middle East, with some initiation in terms of a ceasefire which is being proposed. But how far does it go, or how peaceful does it become, and how fast peaceful it becomes, it will all depend on that. And again, because of the geopolitical risk, as we understand, the global supply chains do cause difficulties in providing the logistic facilities as well as the raw materials and the other supplies that are there. And also, when the temperatures rise, the food maintenance tends to become very difficult. Mm-hmm. Also, the crops might lose the value faster than one can understand. So the shelf lives really go low, and one doesn't receive the value which it should receive.
So food inflation is a serious threat that we can encounter.
It is crude oil, which is the energy, okay, and the food inflation. Okay. These are two factors which can spike the inflation to a larger extent across the board, not only in India, but in other countries as well.
We'll continue our discussion with you, Yamini. In the meantime, we are joined in by N.R. Prasad from Bengaluru. A warm welcome, Mr. Prasad.
Hi, good evening, Rajesh Lake. Good evening, Harsh Ranjan.
Good evening.
Mr. Sagarwal, this is N.R. Prasad from Bangalore. There are two questions. See, employment rate has come down, repo rate unchanged, even inflation has come down, but the market did not rally as expected for the financial ending March 2024, especially during March 2024. Any specific reason? In fact, this week itself, market fell down three trading sessions against two trading sessions going up. My second question is, IT industries, especially the technical industries, did not grow beyond even 4% year over year. And it is very bad performance as we close the year 23-24. Any valid reason for this? Thank you. These are my two questions.
So when you talk about the employment rate going down, it is not a very positive direction. An unemployment rate going down would be a positive direction. So I probably think that you were saying unemployment rate going down. And when you say inflation on a stabilized rate and is still roaming around a level which is manageable, is something that is is in clear picture. As I said, inflation tends to have a lot of challenges in terms of the energy prices, which are the crude oil prices, as well as in terms of the food inflation, which is likely to be built in and cause domestic factors to have a higher inflation. The third factor which can affect it further is the rupee exchange rate with vis-a-vis other currencies. So when the market looks at it, it looks at the macroeconomic figures. There has been certain other important developments in the macroeconomic factors, where one is that the IMF has distanced itself with respect to the growth rate projections that are there, which is a very serious caution statement that is there. And also, there have been certain international remarks that have come lately about India in terms of its overall political, social, economic structures that are there, which also affects the market. The other factors that affect the market are the profits, which have not been as expected as they should have been, which also make a difference. But this particular month and the next month would decide the course as to in terms of what profit results would be there. Though the RBI has been cautious and it has been taking all present precautions in terms of $645 billion forex reserves, also it has been making purchase of the gold as well, maintaining its cautious stance in terms of the necessary bulwark it needs to give to the financial system and the economy. As far as the IT industry is concerned, we do understand most of our IT industry grows domestically also and outside also. So when we talk about outside, there is a very high recession state and the world economy is growing at about a 2% rate. There are certain countries like New Zealand which has gone into a technical recession. Also, there are many countries which are banking on their macroeconomic data to really intend a positive outlook, let's say the US job data or the China recovery that is there, and the geopolitical crisis which does not put a very good stance. Domestically, the IT industry has picked up a lot in terms of the digitalization, financial inclusion factors that have played an important role. Also, a strong impetus being given to technology-driven productivity and automation in most of these sectors. So, these are two factors which are in the balancing act playing a role in the IT industry.
Atanu Shah ek bar fir jud chuke hain Kolkata se. Atanu ji, bahut bahut swagat. Sawal pooch le please.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening
to everybody. My question is, how do we save money to invest in? My question is, saving money, is it an art? And my second question is, who are the members of National Pension Scheme and the scheme and its future? Thank you.
So your first question is saving money an art, money? Well, when situations are adverse extremely, especially we had gone through the COVID period, when many people lost their jobs and were mostly on their savings, there when we say that we were still using our savings in a manner which was in the most cautious manner, that every money saved was like an earning at that point of time. Also, savings as a money does get invested back into the economy, whether you make an FD, whether you go in for post office deposits, whether you go in for government securities, RBI securities, or you go in for the stock markets, or any particular investment which may be in the physical forms like a real estate, gold, or anything. There, the returns that you get is automatically an earning. So that also adds on to the advantage to that. When you talk about the NPS, You'll have to look at the specific organizational structure that the NPS has, and the government is the important stakeholder over here, and the government pension department is the most important stakeholder in the NPS.
PK Banerjee Faridabad se hamare sath jude hue. Banerjee sahab, bahut bahut swagat aapka Market Mantra mein.
Thank you sir. Sir, aisa hai ki meri age 3 mahine baad senior plus aa jayegi, to main ye puchna chahta hu abhi mujhe kuch fixed deposit mere pehle already hain aur agar main aur naya lena chahu to kya mujhe benefit milega jo purani wali hoga ki milega nayi wali main jab main mature ho jaunga khud senior se jaunga jo extra benefit hota hai senior citizen ka interest rate mein iske bare mein zara mujhe yamini madam ji batayenge dhanyawad
ji aapki jo bhi fixed deposit hogi wo aapko 3 mahine baad jo hai tod karke nayi banani hogi agar aap soche ki wahi fixed deposit pe wo aapko naya rate denge usually banks ko karna chahiye par waisa nahi hota 3 मंथ के बाद आप क्योंकि सीनियर सिटीजन होते हैं तो रेट जो है वो ही फिक्स डिपॉजिट पे चलता है जो चलता रहता है पीछे से इसलिए बेहतर होता है कि 3 महीने के बाद आप अपनी एफडी को ब्रेक करके नए से जब सीनियर सिटीजन हो जाएं जो एग्जिस्टिंग रेट्स हैं जो हायर रेट्स हैं उस पे करें सीनियर सिटीजन्स को ये भी राइट है कि एक स्पेशल स्कीम आती है जो सीनियर सिटीजन की स्कीम होती है उसमें भी वो निवेश कर सकते हैं
Yamini, going back to what we talked about, the RBI keeping the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, the governor also said that, and I would like you to comment on that, that the robust growth prospects provide the policy space to remain focused on inflation and ensure its descent to the target of 4%. Now, how does the unchanged repo rate help us to bring the inflation down?
Well, as we understand, when we talk about the repurchase offer rate, it is primarily one of the rates at which RBI lends to the commercial bank, and the reverse repo is when the commercial banks take it lend to the RBI. So when we talk about the repo rate, which is the lending to the commercial banks, it indicates the base rate at which the commercial bank will be available with the funds from the lender of the last resort, which is the central bank, RBI. And because that is the floor rate, it is always that all lending rates will add on to the risk premiums thereupon and then lend further. And thereby, when they lend further, that will decide what would be the particular rate that will be available for any investments, whether it is on the personal front, whether it is on the corporate front, or it is for the governments, would go further. So investments obviously play an important role in terms of the multiplier it adds on to adding the incomes of people as well as in terms of adding consumptions in the market. So that brings about growth. So when we don't change the repo rate, we do maintain the same status at that point of time. And because the projected growth rates by the government is at 8%, so you are looking at the same growth rate, even when the RBI or the others say 6.5%, or even when S&P says that they have, maintained the same growth rate projections. It does say that with their repo rate, it kind of supports the growth that is going on. As far as it says, focused on inflation, as I said, energy, food, as well as exchange rate will play a key role in terms of defining what inflation looks forward in the future.
Okay. Moving on, the U.S. stocks finished higher on Friday after a strong jobs report reinforced the view that the economy remains healthy, even as it suggested that the Federal Reserve could delay cutting interest rates. All major S&P 500 sectors advanced, with communication services, industrials and technology being the top gainers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 307.06 points, or 0.80%, to 38,904.04. The S&P 500 gained 57.13 points, or 1.11%, to 5,204.34, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 199.44 points, or 1.24%, to 16,000. 248.52. So, delaying of cutting of rate interest by Federal Reserve, what effect could it have the world over, and particularly on India?
Well, Federal Reserve Bank and its interest rates are one of the key rates on which the world markets depends upon deciding their monetary policies, especially in terms of how they would like the growth projections to be and the specific exports market or the other markets to be. So when we say the Federal Reserve Bank was expected to cut three times its rate, it was expected that it would bring about an accommodative monetary stance primarily to propel the economic growth in the market. However, when it says that the US job market is positive and there have been more employment in the market and they would like to see before they go in for a rate cut, they are trying to manage the possible inflation that can also fuel their economy because of different factors which are geopolitically going on. So that does affect most economies in terms of their central policy decision making. Like the European Central Bank's policy rate is also being looked upon in terms of what stance do they take or do they take a cut.
रत्नाकर मुंबई से हमारे साथ हैं. रत्नाकर जी, जल्दी से सवाल पूछ लें आप प्लीज.
हेलो, गुड इवनिंग सर.
गुड इवनिंग.
जो आरबीआई का एक रिपोर्ट था, इसमें सुना था कि जो पुरानी पेंशन जो है 30-40 लाख सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉयज ले रहे, उसमें कुछ प्रतिबंध कुछ रिस्ट्रिक्शन करना है, तो ये रिपोर्ट सच है क्या? ओके
जी. देखिए, ऐसी कोई रिपोर्ट नहीं है कि किसी चीज पे प्रतिबंध करना है पेंशन के ऊपर. ये जरूर था कि ओल्ड पेंशन स्कीम से आप न्यू पेंशन स्कीम में आए हैं और जो नए एम्प्लॉयज हैं वो जो उनका इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रोफाइल है वो डिफरेंट है देन दी ओल्ड पेंशन स्कीम्स. अगर आप देखें तो नई पेंशन स्कीम के हिसाब से आप एनपीएस में एनरोल हो रहे हैं और एनपीएस के द्वारा आप मार्केट में इन्वेस्टमेंट कर रहे हैं जिसमें गवर्नमेंट सिक्योरिटीज और इक्विटी आती है, जिसके तहत आप अपना मोड चूज कर सकते हैं कि आप मैनेज करना चाहते हैं या फिर आप चाहते हैं कि जो पेंशन फंड प्रोवाइडर है वो उसे मैनेज करें, और इस तरह से आप अपने इन्वेस्टमेंट का जो प्रोपोर्शन है वो आइडेंटिफाई कर सकते हैं अपनी फ्यूचर रिटायरमेंट इनकम्स के लिए. नई पेंशन को लाने का स्कीम का पर्पज यही था कि मार्केट लिंक्ड रिटर्न्स मिले, और जो ओल्ड पेंशन का फिस्कल बर्डन गवर्नमेंट पे पड़ रहा था या कंटिन्यूअसली डिबेट थी कि इंटरेस्ट रेट्स जो हैं वो मार्केट के हिसाब से नहीं मिलते या रिटर्न्स नहीं मिलते, वो जो है उनके द्वारा उधर से रिटर्न्स मार्केट के थ्रू गवर्न करने की कोशिश की गई है.
और पश्चिम एशिया में तनाव और चिंताओं के बीच एक बार फिर से जो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय तेल की कीमतें हैं वो पिछले कुछ दिनों में लगातार बढ़ रही हैं, और ब्रेंट क्रूड इस समय प्रति बैरल $91.17 पर चल रहा है, जो कि लगभग 4% की बढ़त दर्ज की गई है इसमें.
एंड गोइंग फॉरवर्ड यामिनी, व्हाट डू यू थिंक दिस बिकॉज ऑफ द सिमरिंग टेंशन्स इन वेस्ट एशिया एंड कंसर्न्स ओवर द टाइटनिंग सप्लाई एंड एक्सपेक्टेशंस ऑन डिमांड एंड सप्लाई, व्हाट वे कैन ऑल दीज टेक द क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस टू?
बिल्कुल, बहुत ब्रीफ में यामिनी.
क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस अपने आप में हाई लेवल पर हैं, और जो डिमांड्स चाइना से और यूएस से और जगहों से बढ़ेंगी उसकी वजह से प्रेशर काफी हद तक क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस पे रहेगा और इंक्रीज हो सकते हैं.
लेकिन अभी अच्छी बात यह है कि भारत में चूंकि अपना ऑयल पूल का जो कोटा है वो पूरा भरा हुआ है, इसलिए बहुत ज्यादा कंज्यूमर के लिए बढ़ेगा ऐसी कोई उम्मीद नहीं है फिलहाल. और समय खत्म हो रहा है. यामिनी, आप आई, आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया, और सारे श्रोताओं आपका भी शुक्रिया.
धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू यामिनी फॉर बीइंग विद अस. एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन, मालदीव्स फॉरेन मिनिस्टर थैंक्स इंडिया फॉर अप्रूविंग हाईएस्ट एवर एक्सपोर्ट कोटा फॉर इसेंशियल कमोडिटीज टू द कंट्री. इन द यूएस मार्केट्स स्टॉक्स फिनिश हायर ऑन फ्राइडे फॉलोइंग अ स्ट्रांग जॉब्स रिपोर्ट. And in global crude oil market, crude oil prices mark a significant rise in the last few days. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Bajat Sarkar.